I've got to say that just like patients have to trust their doctors, sometimes I feel like I have to trust researchers who know the data much better than I do. But I've always found this so counterintuitive, this concept of surgery of metastatic disease. What do you think the biology of this is?
It's the whole seed and soil argument. We know that almost everybody who has an operation for cancer, if you take blood on them, you can find circulating cancer cells. So almost everybody's sowing seeds. And most of those patients, the seeds never find fertile soil. And that's the whole principle of adjuvant therapy, is to try to prevent that. But clearly then there's that whole group where they do find fertile soil. And you could reason that the soil in the liver and the mutations within those particular seeds are a good match. And therefore they only get isolated liver metastases because that's the only place where the soil is adequate for them to grow. Plenty of our patients, though, have multiple organ metastases. And of course, then we would argue that the soil is pretty fertile all over the place. And those patients clearly are not the optimum patient for surgical resection. But then there's this other patient, which I find really pretty fascinating. The patient I call the berry-picking patient, where over the series of 5, 6, 7 years, you'll have an isolated met a year off, an isolated met a year off. And there'll be abdominal wall mets, and there'll be lung mets and liver mets and all sorts of different sites. And for whatever reason, the single met grows, becomes the dominant met, I believe then is the source for the next one, but I don't know that. And there is this data, the angiogenesis gurus say that dominant met puts out anti-angiogenic signals so nobody else can grow, in theory. And so the old wives' tale, don't operate on it, it'll make it spread. That's all tied in with this theory. But those patients are fascinating. And I think, in fact, a serial surgical approach to those patients is a better tolerated approach than beating them over the head with chemotherapy for 5 or 6 years, and I think more successful. And those patients declare themselves. You can't look at them from the beginning and say, oh, this is going to be one of those. But, after 2 or 3 years of taking care of them, they are. And I've got a woman just right now that a year ago we did one more surgery on her. It happened to be a splenic met, and that's the only cancer she had. It was her third resection, and we said, what the heck, let's take her spleen out. And we took her spleen out, and it's been a year, and of course now our CEA is starting to trail up again, and we're going to start the hunt again and see if we can find where the next met is. But I would argue her course has been a lot better with that serial surgical approach than what I could have done with her with chemotherapy.